You're listening to SBS News.
Gas supply gaps could affect businesses and households as early as June this year, according to the Australian Energy Market Operator. Its chief executive, Daniel Westerman, has sought to reassure customers who may be worried about staying warm in approaching cooler months.
We're forecasting that these risks between now and 2027 exist only on peak days, and those are days when there's a 1 in 20 demand, a very high demand on both the power system and on gas for heating.
The Australian Energy Market Operator's annual report found that New South Wales, South Australia, Victoria, the ACT and Tasmania will face gas shortfalls over the next 4 years during extreme winter weather events. By 2027, it forecasts these states and territories will be unable to meet consumer demand at all. Australia is one of the world's largest producers of gas, but 80% of supply is sent overseas. The energy regulator says this needs to change. The federal government is currently considering whether to give the regulator the power to intervene. The Federal Resources Minister, Madeleine King, says the government is in discussion with stakeholders to ensure there's no shortage in gas.
The value of these forecast reports is that we can take action and work with gas suppliers, state governments and regulators to make sure that we in fact do not have a shortfall of gas, and that's what we will be doing.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he's not worried. He says gas supplies are there and need to be made available locally.
I'm not concerned from a supply point of view, and that's not the advice. The advice we have is that there are sufficient reserves there for us. It's not just about supply, it is about price. We should be able to access our gas for our needs first, and what is not needed, that can be exported to the world.
The Climate Council says new gas is not the solution. A councillor at the organisation, Andrew Stock, says greater investment in renewable energy is needed.
Gas is one of the key reasons why our electricity bills are going up and up. And the longer we stay linking electricity to gas supply, the worse it will get. Gas will never make electricity cheap. What we need to be doing is to be really doubling down on our investment in renewables and storage and solar so that we can get households off being hooked on gas, particularly for gas heating in households.
Building new infrastructure is a long-term project. In the short term, the Australian Energy Market Operator suggests households voluntarily reduce their gas usage during extreme peaks. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.